Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we're off to a flying start. What is priceless to you? You know, I'll give you something that's priceless. I don't think anybody, Dan, will say this, but American exceptionalism. Trump criticized Madeleine Albright, Anderson Cooper yesterday, before we go to our guest, Joe Panaccio, saying, well, you know, Trump has not been nice to the Chinese now. They're mad. What if they get the vaccine and they won't let us have it? Hey. This is going out on a limb, but I'll bet you right now, the guys we have in the United States of America slash the Israelis helping us, the Chinese didn't beat us to the moon the last time I looked. They're not going to beat us to a vaccine. Are you buying that? That could have been the answer, Anderson Cooper. Instead, you know, Trump's going the wrong way. All this nonsense, this racism toward the Chinese, they won't give us the vaccine. The problem is that Governor Wrongway Murphy in Jersey won't let up and allow people to use things that might be helpful during this crisis. A special guest, State Senator Joe Panaccio, who's also a dentist, and he's the guy that's been coalescing medical people around the regimen of drugs that we talked about, it seems like months ago. He joins us again here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator Joe, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. You sent us a release that you're sending out tomorrow from your office in which you talk about this regimen of drugs, mounting worldwide evidence that the HCQ's effectiveness. New Jersey's still not listening.
No, but they're listening to other people. They're listening to people that, frankly, got us to the mess that we have right now, the CDC, the WHO, the FDA. You know, they're all guilty of their missteps. I don't know if they were done on purpose or not. Certainly the WHO was in concert with China. But, after a while, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expect a different result, we know what Einstein called that.
Yeah, exactly right. So you have amassed such a body of medical evidence and medical people due to your stature, et cetera, that have come around this. So it shocks me that they're still getting away with this in New Jersey. But then again, the goalposts that he's setting, Joe, to reopen businesses are just monumental. I don't know how any of this is going to happen, even in June.
Well, what's upsetting to me is that this issue has been around, what, 6 to 8 weeks? And
right.
We're just talking now about what we're going to do to, quote, reopen businesses after we, quote, flatten the curve. Everybody knows flattening the curve does not get rid of the disease. All flattening does is just make the disease manageable for the hospital, for those severe cases. That way they don't get inundated and less people die. But we're finding out more and more that the best way not to let somebody die is to make sure they don't get admitted into the hospital in the first place. Make sure the disease is under control, that the symptoms are as less virulent as they possibly can be.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where you come in again. Now, I don't know how you come down on this. I don't want to see anybody punished for this. 100,000 state workers. But it doesn't stand to reason to me, Joe, that taxpayers are going to say, Murphy will not let us work. And now Steve Sweeney proposing this furlough program, NJ.com says 100,000 workers, where many of them will actually come out ahead while only working 40% of the time. I'm fine with, you know, helping them because of all that's going on, except we're not helping the private sector. We're going after them in a million different ways.
Well, that basically goes parallel with what they did with the Federal Care Relief Act, where you can actually make more money staying home and not working, being on unemployment. I understand all these ideas are being thrown out there, and there's going to be plenty of time to critique and dissect them and find out what is right and wrong. But this is the way I think that we can solve this whole mess, because we're going to be depending on the federal government for an awful lot of money, okay? So it doesn't necessarily have to go through Congress. The Federal Reserve, in my view, can actually just turn around like a good bank that they are and lend each and every state the amount of money that they have. With one proviso, they have budget oversight. They have to approve your budget. Wouldn't that be wonderful to finally bring some discipline into the New Jersey state budget that they actually have to control?
Yeah.
So if they're going to borrow $20 billion because they want to do all these wonderful things, first of all, they're going to have to prove it to the Federal Reserve. And then until they pay that loan off, and if they want to have a 30-year buyout, that's great by me. They always have to be holding to the Federal Reserve and those bankers to make sure that they're very prudent with the money that they borrowed.
That would be revolutionary, Joe, in New Jersey, without a doubt. And it would be a fair thing to do. They have needs. The state has needs. Do that rather than these schemes. I mean, I just can't imagine the private sector workers hearing this today are thinking, and Murphy's saying, well, I don't want to see anybody not be gainfully employed. I'm not saying he intentionally does, but every action that he takes and every sanctimonious statement he makes is around the idea of you're not going to be able to work until I say so, and that say so looks to me like mid-June at the best.
Well, where's the common sense? You know, there's a worker, if he sells you a bottle of liquor, it's okay. If he sells you seeds for a tomato plant, it's not. Where's
right.
the science behind this, Dominic? I don't think there is any science. I think it gets very haphazard, and this is why, quite frankly, I've called for a special oversight select committee. Okay, again, we're not there to bash anybody. God knows I've made my mistakes and my misquotes. I'll be the first one to say that, okay? But we have to take a look at this because people's rights, our constitutional rights, have been trampled on, okay? So we have to decide, is this the way we want to behave in the future when another pandemic or another national emergency hits us? Why don't we give the governors, future governors, a little guidance on what they should and shouldn't be doing? He's got carte blanche right now, and he should not.
Absolutely. So Joe Panaccio calling for this oversight committee that will review. It's not an impeachment or anything, but it's reviewing the actions of Murphy, both for guidance now and guidance into the future. Look, I know how tough it is in New Jersey to do something like that, but there has to be some check on this, Joe, that we're seeing. I'm here with Governor Wolf. It's every bit as bad, and I don't think we're as much of a hotspot. So great work by you. Is there some place you would point people for this release tomorrow and more on what you're doing around this regimen of drugs that you've been on since talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks? Where do they go? What do they do?
I think they can start with their own doctors. Look,
okay.
Ultimately, my view, this is a decision between a doctor and a patient. We have 500 doctors, not to mention other doctors' organizations, the American Thoracic Association, which had nothing to do with. They all came out in favor of the use of hydroxychloroquine. You've had a New York Post reveal a study of over 6,000 doctors. The drug of choice for treatment of COVID-19 is what? Hydroxychloroquine. Just what bothers me more than anything else, okay, and again, I wrote prescriptions all my life. What bothers me more than anything else is what they took away from the patients, the doctor, is hope.
Yes.
Okay? It's not going to work on everybody. Nothing works on everybody. Your immune system fails you, for crying out loud. Penicillin doesn't work on anybody. Then there's another choice. But we don't have too many choices, do we? So until we come up with additional venues and additional cures and additional treatment, you got to use the tools that God gave us. And right now, those are the only tools that we have.
Absolutely. Joe, keep fighting. Thank you so much, Joe. Good luck with this tomorrow, and thanks for checking in today.
Be safe, guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.